Call the April 20th common council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? Please rise, give us your name and address, and let us know what you want.
Is this on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My name is Reed Contek, and my address is 2800 West Hilltop Lane, right on 27th Street. Thank you guys for the opportunity to speak. I kind of did this on a whim. I don't have any prepared notes. I'll try and keep this concise and just done. I live right on 27th Street, okay? So I think I'm going to speak basically about these motels that are right on 27th Street. I forget the name of the one that had to be torn down several years ago for, I believe, prostitution, drugs, and some other stuff like that. I'm sure you guys are aware of what the name of that one was. It basically was not an asset to Franklin. I think 6 years of living right on 27th Street, me and my family have seen the police activity that is around the motels, and I think it's safe to say that, I don't know if these motels are liability for Franklin, but I'm not sure they're an asset. And so the reason I'm here today is I kind of, through the grapevine, heard a little bit about some of these motels might be trying to get some sort of permits to expand operations into something else besides a motel. And I have about 10 objections to that, but my main objection, given what I've seen on 27th Street, and that has been my only experience in Franklin, on 27th Street, Gordon, Oak Creek, and Franklin, my thought would be that these motels ought to stick to their main purpose of letting people in that aren't going to cause trouble, and then collecting their money, and then operating their business that way. If they want to expand into a non-motel sort of capacity, I would strongly oppose that, and I would definitely follow up with my alderwoman, Sherry Hanneman. I heard through the grapevine something about some of these motels with food trucks, multiple food trucks, or even like some sort of renting out the parking lot. And what comes with that is not a whole lot good, I don't think. And again, I don't think they're an asset in the first place, but that can be debated. So to wrap up, I guess it's a little preemptive based on what I heard, and maybe nothing will come to fruition, but if something does come before you guys, I want it on record that I strongly oppose it. It'd be one thing if these motels were safe and there was no problem. I think the police department would probably tell you on 27th Street there that that's far from the case. And so anything that adds on to these guys' plates that are running those motels for the purpose of making money, making profit, I'm real hesitant with that, and I don't understand how that would benefit a community like Franklin. So I just want that on the record, and thank you very much for the time. Again, it wasn't very organized, but hopefully I got clearly out. Okay, thanks, guys.
I'll just real quick answer that. I'm not aware of any, and neither is the planning manager, of anyone applying for anything, and Alderwoman Hanneman, I'm sure, will keep on top of that. So okay. Whatever your grapevine is,
sure.
They're doing raisins instead of grapes. So so there you go. But well, thanks for coming.
Thanks for the time. I just wanted to put it on the record so it's out there.
So, yeah, good. Stay in touch with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Mr. Lewandowski.
Lewandowski, 83rd
City West Winston Wayne. I just want this common council again to look into the situation of the Rock Venture Building on Baseball Avenue. The last meeting I was in here, and then after I talked about it, Mr. Nelson over here gets up and tells me that there was something to be done about it. Well, where the heck have you been for 2.5 years? And my alderman should be involved in it. The whole common council should be involved in it. It should have been done in a week or two, not to drag it on and on and on. This is ridiculous. Even that sidewalk, did you ever take a look at the sidewalk going from there to that other sidewalk with the fence around it? It could fall right down the hill. And no, it's enough. And part of it has got a road barrier up there, and that's old and wrecked. That should have been taken care of. It hasn't. And you're sitting up there and accusing me of what you said I did? Mm-hmm. No. Then I get a letter from Mr. What's his name? Glenmore. He's telling me I can't talk to anybody. Well, only sounds that I'm gonna keep talking to everybody I can and let the whole city know how bad this man is. We had 3 engineers supposedly to be responsible, Johnson, and then there was one from Gaffey, and I talked to the president of Gaffey about this. He's supposed to get back with me. This is the most ridiculous common council I see. My alderman's sitting there, and you're doing it over this. Another guy over here, all that money going, and we still got a bad front end. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, I...
Let's not.
Got a quick comment here?
Let's...
I won't, just relax. First of all, Mr. Morrow, we've talked about that in the past, and I know you're fully aware of that, and you're working on that situation. And I think you do a fine job, Mr. Morrow. So
absolutely.
I just want to reiterate that you do a fine job for the city. Thank you.
Thanks for that, but I wanted to generally not answer these things. So, but thanks for the comment. I didn't want to answer any of these, so.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes they have to be addressed.
Okay. Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing. We'll move on. We have no public hearing. First item is approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of April 5th. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
Barber and Hanneman. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no public hearings. We have no organizational business, no letters and petitions. We move on to reports and recommendations. Item G1 on page 11 is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a frozen lumpia manufacturing and wholesale sales business and parking for one truck at on Venture Drive.
So moved.
Second.
Nelson and Wilhelm, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2, page 29, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for overnight parking for vehicles exceeding 8,000 pounds as part of the development of 2 industrial buildings totaling approximately 500,000 square feet in area and potentially another one up to 600,000 square feet on a property located at 3617 West Oakwood Road. Alderman Hanneman.
Move to approve.
Second.
Alderman Willem.
What is this use going to be?
It's unknown at this time. Currently a spec building.
800 pounds? Is that trucking?
8,000
pounds.
8,000
pounds? Trucking?
Yeah, semis. In the back of the building. Mm-hmm. Extensively discussed. Mm-hmm. Alderman Dandridge.
The plans that we saw in plan showed that it's flex space building. So it will be utilized for, it's speculative right now, but there may be some interest, but it's gonna be light manufacturing, warehouse, as well as office percentage in the suites. So that's the most we know at this point.
There's an echo in here. Alderman Hanneman.
And if I may,
somebody pushed your pocket.
Oh, sorry. And if I may, I did attend that plan commission meeting and listen to the discussion. And my understanding, too, is that from the west, those trucks would also be screened by the tree lines and the natural resources there. So it would not be readily visible to people from any of the roads.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3, page 123, standards and findings of decision of the City of Franklin County Council upon an application of WP Properties Acquisitions LLC for special use exception to certain natural resources and provisions of the Unified Development. Same development. Recommended approval from both the Plan and the Environmental Commission. Alderman Hanneman.
I move to adopt the standards and findings and decisions.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4, page 269, authorization release funds for police department approved budget purchases for 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Just one note on this. The police department is working with the Department of Administration on a couple of joint items, and that shows great cooperation between our departments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, on page 271, authorization to solicit bids for security improvements in City Hall.
Move to approve.
Second.
Mayor and Barber, discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, page 273, approval of procurement policy for the City of Franklin. Alderman Wilhelm.
I understand there's a need for this. I have a little bit of concern with a couple. The statements seem very vague, and I wonder if the city attorney was okay with the policy as far as being able to be implemented and held if there's been a review by our legal counsel.
I did do a quick read through the proposed policy, and it looked good to me.
The one I had in question was on page 275, item number one in the center of the page. It says placing unreasonable requirements, and I thought that was sort of vague because I didn't know what examples of unreasonable requirements were. Also in 276, bids must be solicited from an adequate number of known suppliers. I didn't know what an adequate number would be. Same language is used on 277. Proposals must be solicited from an adequate number of qualified sources. I just hope that it's not vague enough that we can't determine what those are. And on 274, the last sentence in item C, I guess I would like to also include that it's no employee, officer, or agent, but then the only one it applies, an elected official determining a violation of the section could be subject to sanctions, prosecutions, or removal from their position. Is this, it's pretty strong, but I guess.
Well, it's what it's doing is citing all various federal, et cetera, regulations, which is a standard practice. And with regard to your concern about vagueness with regard to your earlier mentions, my thought is it's what's reasonable under all the facts and circumstances for a particular project or procurement item or whatever.
Okay, so
Ms. Stino.
The draft policy in front of you is a direct example and recommendation from the federal government meeting to CFR, which is the Code of Federal Regulations. So the city is going to go ahead and do a full-blown purchase policy in the future, as I had mentioned. However, this is super important right now, and all of the language should not be controversial, and it's not meant to be controversial by the federal government, and this is basically the minimum that they require.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have a motion?
No, we don't have a motion.
We don't have a motion.
Is there a motion regarding this item?
Motion approved.
Second.
Wilhelm and Barber, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, 283, Vandewall and Associates report on Parkland acquisition is in your file. Any questions on that for staff?
I have one question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
It relates to the bullet points under park goals where it says includes the stream that runs through Franklin Savannah. And then most of these are all Franklin Savannah comments, which are, it's a state designated natural area and also a county property. So I didn't know exactly how we were going to completely include that in our park plan without a lot of coordination. So just, I understand though, it's more continuing. I just want to make that point because some people don't know it's a state natural area as well, which has a lot more restrictions. Thank you.
Alderman Henneman.
Thank you. I can address that as the council representative on the Parks Commission, and I am the point person on this particular contract project. And if you look at pages 284 and 285, and Ms. X and I did make a presentation to the Plan Commission a week or so ago, and went over this with them, and this is just really to serve as a point of reference as we go forward, because in May we will be hearing then from Vandewall and Associates with the first step in this plan. But looking at the maps and the underserved areas in the community where parks are concerned, some things we really wanted to try to stay very cognizant of is not placing extra load on our DPW staff in terms of maintenance and really trying to focus on connectivity through our trail system and trying to find ways that we could maybe connect the 116th Street Trail eastward along the Ryan Creek to hook up with the Oakleaf Trail south of Ryan Road, and then ultimately go down to County Line Road. So that's kind of what that is getting at. It is trying to explore ways that we could maybe acquire some property using our impact fee money and increase that trail connectivity.
Alderman Wilhelm.
And with you saying that, that reminded me that there was some land in negotiation when the landfill expanded, and I didn't know if that was part of the discussions in inclusion. Was that also brought up? I'm trying to address the mayor, but
I don't know specifically, but I think that that can be brought up as part of the discussion and presentation with Vandewall when they come back.
Okay. I'm sure Jesse has all the details on that. So, okay,
thanks.
Great.
Staff and Vandewall are aware of that, mm-hmm. the MMSD land as well as the waste management land. Okay, that's a report. Is there a motion to place on file?
Second.
Hanneman and Mayor, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Yeah, I don't know who that is, but we'll soldier through for a moment. G8 is a resolution of the issue change order number 2 to the Wanasek Construction Company for the odor reduction project. Is there a motion to approve?
So
moved. To approve.
Dandry and Barber. You need to. You're about to get an order. Do you really want to talk about it? Okay. Mr. Morrow. Mr. City Engineer.
I can't answer any questions you have, but I do want to say that in front of you, you have a replacement, a council action replacement resolution. In addition, it was calling my attention, I need to replace a little bit more. So,
if you look at the recommendation, the revised ones, the bold at the bottom, where it's the last, second to last line, that situation that affects the public health, replace effects with potentially could affect. And consequently, if you turn your paper over, there's the bold, I believe it's the fifth whereas, same situation where it says affects the public health, should say potentially could affect the public health. So if you could revise your motion, it would be appreciated.
Alderman Mayor, is that your motion? Or who did I have?
Alderman Dender.
Alderman Dender, is that part of your motion?
Yes, I'll make the
and a second?
Alderman
Barber. Alderman Barber?
Yes.
Neither one of their microphones on, both of them accepted the change.
Was that?
It was not. Now it is. All those in favor of the motion, signify by Mr. City Attorney.
Short order. The change orders, if you include one in together with two, amount to substantially more than the 15% limit for escalator clauses in publicly bid contracts. So I checked in with the city engineer, and it is his opinion that under all circumstances, this does fit in the category of a public emergency, which is an exception, which allows for this process to go forward without some form of republic bid because it exceeds 15%. So that's the basis for the changes, and that is the professional opinion of the city engineer.
And the Board of Public Works will discuss this at their meeting, please.
And the neighbors there would also agree that it's a public emergency.
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 on page 297, a resolution to acquire water main easement from the 9720 South Oakwood Park Drive, Wisconsin Commercial LLC.
So moved.
Second.
Nelson and Barber, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 on page 309 is authorization for a limited term employee in inspection services. The write up on the justifications on your council packet.
So moved. Second.
Wilhelm and Hanneman, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 on page 311 shows us that we made 11,500 recovered is a better term. $11,580.15 on sale of surplus equipment. Is there a motion to receive and place on file?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor and Wilhelm, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12, page 313, is authorization for DPW to purchase equipment as budgeted in the 2021 budget.
So moved.
All right, who wants it?
Second.
Let's give it to Mayor and... Well, you didn't hear Alderman Barber seconded. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, page 315, ordinance amend ordinance 2020-24-53, an ordinance adopting 2021 annual budget for the general fund to move $45,000 of contingency appropriations to salt appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Barber and Hanneman, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. G14, there's a new resolution that replaces. On page 319, a resolution awarding contract low bidder of Payne and Dolan in the amount of $899.
We had that yesterday. $299.
For the local street improvement program.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And again, I appreciate the Common Council having the list that's generated through the PASER program to go forth without municipal elected officials meddling. It's a history here in the Frank City that we don't do that, and I appreciate that we continue that. So there we are. G15, page 321, is a resolution to sign an intergovernmental cooperation agreement, yes, sir, with the Village of Hales Corners and to reconstruct a portion of College Avenue between 108th and 92nd Street for $24,000, and the city attorney informed consent waiver. Mr. City Attorney.
the reason for the informed consent letter is standard for the contract. It's already negotiated, and I just, per statute, et cetera, sign off as approved as the form after look for technical changes. And if the recommended motion is moved, I would suggest that after the dollar number 24,000, I would add a semicolon, and then after the word "and" right after it, I would add "hereby authorize the mayor to execute the," and then continue on. And after the word "waiver," I would insert the word "letter," and then it stays the same thereafter. So all it's clarifying is authorize the resolution, approve, adopt, but then also separately authorize the mayor to execute the waiver, consent waiver letter.
Mayor, I'll make that motion.
This is for a second.
Second.
We're really, we're going to give it to you because it's your district, isn't it?
I was waiting for him, but he...
Alderman Wilhelm made the motion, and...
We can flip it.
Okay, we're going to flip it. Alderman,
we're going to flip it.
Alderman Nelson made the motion. Alderman Wilhelm seconded it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 is formality. Budget preparation timeline. Is there a motion to adopt?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Barbara and Hanneman, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. My favorite thing to do every year. And one of these years, the state legislature will fix this. G17 on page 331, resolution designating the Hub now as the official newspaper.
So moved.
Second.
I'm going to do this. Discussion of this motion. No? Okay. That was a prime opportunity, folks. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On G18, the Committee of the Whole, there was no action to be taken on the American Rescue Plan introduction. There was no action on the wholesale public water supply discussion. And on the initial discussion regarding these items listed, there was several homework assignments and that will be followed through on and reporting back. The initial thought was May 2nd. That may turn into May 19th, unless somebody's got an objection. Alderman Nelson and Alderman Wilhelm.
Are we still going to take
Alderman
it?
Nelson, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Madam City Administrator, are you okay with simply the, I know you mentioned that there was some sort of document that we go into and enter. Are you okay with simply, because I don't have that many, just item, description, and be done with it?
Yep, absolutely. I sent an email out. I already sent the documents out, trackable. If you want to give me verbal feedback, written feedback, a list, or track the changes, any of them are
it'll
fine.
Just via email. Thank you.
Yep.
On the in May, are we going to do a chapter at a time, or are we going to take up the first one, or are we going to trying to figure the procedure because it wasn't real clear on Monday?
Frankly, I haven't thought about it, but given that everyone will have an opportunity to make changes, that presumes that they've read the document and don't disagree with what they're not changing. So unless somebody tells me differently, how about just going over to changes?
So the changes will be in the council packet for discussion in the whole?
Sure. Yeah.
Because I think it's important.
And we can get them out. If we get them in time, and it's not the second, the first meeting, May 2nd, we can get them out as quickly thereafter so you got some time with them. Okay. Okay. Alderman Barber. Alderman Mayor. See, he'll yell at me, you don't. Alderman Mayor.
So we'll still have time to discuss the input, correct? I mean, just because we give input doesn't mean it's an automatic change. That will be the basis for our discussion then from there on, right? just want to make sure.
I'm just interested in having the discussion, but not spending a lot of time on things we don't need to spend.
Exactly. This discussion needs to be focused with some goals and some kind of timelines, and it probably won't happen all at one night.
It may not. It's your documents. I'm just sitting in the middle of the chair. Okay? And so that there's no action on that page, so we move on to... We got a closed session. We'll do that after we do licenses. H1, Alderwoman Hanneman.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
I would like special consideration for two of the items, please.
Certainly. Which ones?
Certainly.
The two rock ones?
The two rock ones. Not the employee rocks, not the employees from the rock. But the two rock,
the summer concert
summer
series,
concert, Hill Have
and
Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes, and we are also going to do a separate action on Root River Center fundraiser, and also new and renewal for Fontaine Bogan Senior. A reconsideration on that motion. So applicant RNC Pub and Grill LLC Class B combination is approved. We recommend approval. The committee recommends approval for Root River Center fundraiser, provided that the ending times are at 10:30 p.m.
For
the music, and that is to remain consistent with other businesses who are also having live music. I will come back to Bogan. We'll move down to recommend approval for Zachary Neeson. Then we recommend hold for appearance Dragan Vasilievich. On page 2, all new and renewals, we recommend approval. On page 3, we recommend approval of Turdo. We recommend hold for appearance for Wisniewski for new and renewal. We recommend approval new and renewal Watnoski. We recommend renewal approval for Brees, Cruz, Fenninger, Guzzo, Hoffman, Cust, Lee, Michael. Moving to page 4, recommend approval for renewal of Rozek, Jenna, Rozek, Jessica, Team, Zacher, and Zielinski. Going back to the first page, for applicant Fontaine Bogan, new and renewal.
Wait. Is there a second to that motion?
That's a second motion, thank you.
Okay, on that motion, with the other items to come, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay.
Madam Clerk.
Now.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do a roll call.
Okay.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Abstain.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention, no absent. Alderwoman Hanneman.
Okay. The committee moves regarding applicant new and renewal Fontaine A. Bogan Sr. Motion to rescind the recommended motion. Motion to reconsider and rescind the recommended motion from the April 5th, 2021 committee meeting to deny and to now recommend to the Common Council granting the new and renewal operator's license to Fontaine Bogan.
It was the April 5th meeting.
Second.
I said April 5th.
Do we want to do two motions on that? Yeah, you should do the reconsideration first.
Oh, you ran it through all
So for the record, we're going to stop at the reconsideration. On the motion to reconsider, now this is an affirmative if you want to bring it back to the table, okay?
So you've got to have voted in the prevailing side.
Yeah, it was unanimous, I think so. Yeah. Okay, so all those in favor of the reconsideration signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now on the motion, Alderman Hanneman. Second half of that.
Motion.
Now do, okay, so the motion to reconsider, does that?
Now
okay.
The original motion
no,
is to deny, is that correct?
Yes.
So they will amend that to approve.
Okay.
Or vote it down. No, voting down. So, okay, motion to approve.
Vote on the denial.
Okay, on the denial of this application. Okay, we've got to do this to take it off the table.
I got you.
Motion, and the original motion was to deny, okay?
Okay.
The original motion that is now on the table is to deny this application.
I thought we just reconsidered that motion.
Wait a minute. We got it. This is why we want to do organizational business and rules. Okay, let me be clear about this. The motion that is now on the table under reconsideration is the motion to deny. City attorney would like to either deny it or amend it. My feeling is let's make it clean and get rid of it, which means that if you want to get rid of it, you vote no. Okay?
And then you would bring back a motion to approve.
That's correct. That's correct. Is everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the motion to deny.
There's no motion. Somebody has to make it second.
The motion was made by...
it's the main motion, which was reconsidered. The reconsideration motion passed. It brings the main motion back to the floor.
As previously made and seconded.
Correct.
So, see, we should be getting good at this after a while. All those in favor of the motion to deny signify by saying aye.
Aye. Right?
No.
No.
Well, I thought we were denying.
That's okay, let it lie. All those against the motion signify by saying no.
No.
All those
no.
opposed signify by saying no.
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 Motion carries to deny. I'm sorry, the motion is rejected. One aye, five noes. Is there a new motion regarding this matter?
I'll make the motion to approve the operator new. Can I make the renewal at the same time, city attorney? Are you doing both?
Yes.
And the renewal for Fontaine Bowman Sr.
Second.
On the motion to renew, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Rock Sports Complex.
All right. The committee recommends approval of the summer concert series at the Rock Sports Complex with the provision that music will end at 10:30 every Saturday from 6:05 through 9:25 of 21, with the exception of Sunday, July 4th, 2021, the music will end at 9 p.m.
Second.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, one no, no absent, no abstentions on the second.
All right. The committee recommends approval of The Hills Has Eyes. Provided that the COVID-19 precautions approved by the Director of Health and Human Services, and further the Director of Health and Human Services approve their COVID plan, the box office ticket sales and DJ music are to end at 11 p.m. and the last attraction to be completed by 12:15 a.m.
Second.
Okay, just to be clear, that's lights out, sound off, people off the ground.
Same as last year, yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to put it on the record.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstention. With that, we'll...
Mayor.
One more.
I'm sorry.
We
Alderman
have,
Hanneman.
We have one more. The committee recommends that staff bring a potential amendment to Municipal Code Chapter 158 relating to off-premise consumption sales by Class B retailers to allow the sale of intoxicating liquor for off-premise consumption by Class B retailers pursuant to the 2021 Wisconsin Act 21, which became effective on March 28th of 2021.
Is there a second?
Second.
With conviction. Okay. Is there a question on this? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. With that, we've come to the end of our open session items. For those of you watching on...
Vouchers.
Oh, vouchers. Got to pay those bills. This is item I-1, vouchers and payroll 345. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers and ending date of April 15th in the amount of $949,466.50 and payroll dated April 9th, 2021 in the amount of $396,681.41 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $220,617.42 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll for April 23rd, estimated $427,000 and estimated payroll deductions of $449,000 plus city matching payments and property tax disbursements with an ending date of April 14th in the amount of $4,855.89 and approval to release property tax settlements in the amount of $10,915,727.11.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. As I was about to announce, we have now achieved all of the open session items. For those of you on stream, watching the stream or YouTube, we will discontinue both. If there is action on this item, we will reopen the stream. If not, we will consider this the end of the meeting and we will close it everywhere but on the streams. So with that, we'll end the stream. Oh, yes, we got to go in closed session first. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.8571 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the Common Council's rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to governmental entities litigation involving manufacturers and distributors of opiates with regard to the opiate crisis in which it is likely to become involved, and to re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed herein as it deems appropriate?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. And with that, we will close off the stream. 7:43, we're back in open session. There will be no action taken on the closed session item. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Dandria and Barber, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, we are adjourned.